Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. We're back at you now to tell you about the big trip, the trip of the year. I'm amazed. This is the 17th visit that we've made with the big rig. Now, I keep trips and visits the way we do it. We'll take out of Portland, Oregon, or Troutdale, Oregon, where the truck is parked at Woodpecker Truck, Coast Trucking. Those guys are so good to me. And we'll take out of there at 6 o'clock Thursday morning, Les Phipps and Don Klein. And we've done it before, years down through the years. I remember when Les was the presiding officer for the Wesleyan Methodist Church Indian work back in South Dakota. His daddy had handed it down and slipped away to heaven, and Les and Shirley took it up. And then when I was called to full time and they started supporting me and we worked together, and when I showed up back there with trucks, that's what, truckloads of food come to when they'd have their workers all there, that big old truck, and everybody'd get food, it was a blessing. And then they started helping me out here down through the years, and then they moved out. And then their son, Jeff, is my right-hand man today. And so the Phippses are important people to me, and it's going to be a wonderful joy. Now, Les is no kid himself, and he knows it, but he's in good shape, and we're not taking any chances. And he probably has more miles on ice and driving than most anyone, because he grew up back there and he drove all kinds of stuff, and he knows about slick roads. And I believe he has about the most ability to drive on ice without chains of anyone I ever seen in my life. And I always remind him, he used to say, oh, I don't need chains, and he made it work. But out on the down in the south together there in Navajo country, he started home and he got caught, and he had to, I took out for Portland. I didn't have to put on chains getting home, but he got caught there and he got stuck and got loose and had to go back to town and buy some chains. And I kind of razzed him about it because he said he'd never need chains and he hated him, but he was glad to get them. And so we joke about that yet after 30 years, but we'll have a wonderful time fellowshipping, and we'll get out of here at 6, and God helping us, 9 hours later, well, we'll stop and eat once, that'll be 10 hours later, we'll pull into Northwest Indian Bible School at Alberton, Montana, and we'll have time to visit with all those Indians and missionaries. Bill and Dorothy Edwards will be there, I hope, and all the ones you hear me talk about, because I'll tell you, we're pretty closely hooked together, not by organization, but by the call of God on our hearts. And we help each other, and we believe in each other, and we work together, and we don't fight. That's something. We give God the praise and the honor and glory. I didn't say we agreed on everything, but we work together, workers together with God. And all the stories, I'll tell you, I can hardly picture, I visualize in my mind what it'll be when we get to heaven and the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching in, when the saints come marching in, I want to be in that number. When the saints come marching in, and they all won't be blowing ram's horns like the Jews, and all won't be blowing trumpets like the scriptures. Some of them are going to be hammering on tom-toms, praising God in their native way. Amen. And that's being brought to pass. So Les and I will get there, and we'll take in the service that evening. And that'll be Thursday night, and Friday morning we'll have breakfast with them all. And then we're going to slip up to Ravalli, to the Rocky Mountain Missionary Society's work there. And Brother Lee Wraith is going to, not possible for him to be there. He's got other obligations away from there that day. But I've been in contact with him and his precious wife, and they'll be there to take care of the food and the clothing we brought for them. So we'll minister to the student body and the workers that are in there. We'll have a little if some of them want to take some home, and then Lee Wraith, and then we're going to hurry 5 miles up to St. Ignatius, where that precious handmaiden of the Lord, bless her heart, is serving God. And it's just a blessing to see a lay person that's like our sister, that just is letting God have his way in such a wonderful way that God is moving on the heart. She said in the beginning, "I'm not a preacher, Brother Klein, but I can help pray these Indians into the kingdom, and I can sure help get food out to them." And so she's been our point person down through these years, and we're so happy to be able to take her load. Then we're just going to get in the truck, and we'll poke on over towards Ekalaika, Montana. And we won't try to, we'll get a motel that night along the road and catch up on our sprucing up and resting up. And then Saturday morning we'll head for Ekalaika, and we'll get in there in good season, and they can unload us, and that'll pretty much do it. It'll be emptied out, and we're going to load up there. We'd have already emptied out. I'm getting mixed up my count here. And they'll put their stuff on, and then we're going to say goodbye right after the morning service and hurry over to Plevna, Montana, to the Baptists. And they're so faithful. I mean, they've given heavily, and those two churches, they give heavily. That we're their missionary to the Indians, and we're proud to be their missionaries. And then we got to hurry right on over to Bowman, and we'll pick up the stuff at the Assembly of God about 3 o'clock in the Sunday afternoon. And I'll tell you, there's a dandy restaurant there right close to the church, and got room to park the truck. I've been there many times, and we'll get a good meal. And then we're going to hurry on to Scranton Lutherans. And they're just a few miles east on the highway. And they'll have a crew out there and put their stuff on. And then we'll get over to Reeder in plenty of time for the 6 o'clock service in the evening. And those people will have, bless their hearts, they really bring in the stuff. And they'll load it all up. We won't have to touch it. And we're praying that we can get it all on. And then we're going to slip back and find a good motel and get a night's rest and get up Monday morning. And we're going to head up to Parshall, North Dakota. That's on the Fort Berthold Reservation. And we're going to get up there and work with that dear brother that's there, and his name is Charles Garcia, and I've never met this man, and he told me on the phone. He phoned me and asked me what this First Nation Ministries was about, and he said, "There's 6 of us preachers that kind of joined together, and no one is helping us much, but we made a little association. We call ourselves First Nations." And I don't remember what the other word was, but anyway, he said, "I looked on the web to see if some of the other men with computers had put it on the web." And he said, "I saw First Nation Ministries, Portland, Oregon," and a picture of an old guy in a cowboy hat and boots, and I got curious, and I read about it and saw about it on the web, and now I'm giving you a call. Who are you? And I told him, and he said, oh, brother, would you help us? We need help. And he told me the circumstances. And God whispered to my heart. It was providential. Neighbor, believe me, mark my words, there's something big coming out of this. He's expanding our borders. Old Jabez was more obedient to God, more honorable in God's sight than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, in sorrow I bore him. And Jabez prayed unto the Lord and said, O Lord, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my borders, and that thy hand might be upon me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And I pray old Jabez's prayer, and I prayed, Lord, enlarge our borders, and they're enlarging so fast. I'll tell you, I'm happy with it, but it keeps us a-praying and watching the manna. You folks have never failed us, and it's going ahead, and it is getting bigger, and we're going to reach more and more Indians, and the farther it goes, the faster it'll go. Undoubtedly, that's the way God works.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people. And we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.